Starting the sugya of Ahu Damalei Lechavre, I'm going to try to learn Pashuk Shat like the Rashbam and Pashuk Shat like Taisvis. It's a little complicated, and nevertheless, without Pshat, we're going to miss the whole sugya. So let's try to work a little bit on Pshat, get some of the lumbis, and then all of the bumps in Pshat, I'm probably going to leave for a different day, because if you don't get the Pshat klar, then you lose the whole sugya. And to speak right away all the problems, I don't think is a good idea. So let's learn Pshat in the Gemara, like Taisvis, and like the Rashbam. But wait, before we learn this, we have to know the Gemara Mem Aleph from the base. And we have to make sure that we don't get confused between two sugyas which look to be exactly the same, but they're not exactly the same. They're both cases of what we call lekeach sheni, where the person who's here now is the second lekeach. The lekeach sheni says, I bought it from the lekeach rishon. The lekeach rishon bought it from the marikat. The question is, what's the story with such a lekeach sheni? There are two Gemaras that talk about Lekeach Sheni. You have to know Aleph Beis, the difference between the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph and our Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, the person had Cheskas Gimel Shana. The Gemara here, he did not have Cheskas Gimel Shana. Those are the two sugis. Over there, Hu Gavra, what is it? The Dor B'Kashta Baliyasa. Arba Shanim, he even had an extra year for good measure. He had Gimel Shanim. That's the Sugya Mem Aleph. He had a Chazaka. So the Gemara Mem Aleph is relatively simple. It says, what's a din? If a person has Cheskas Gimel Shanim, but he doesn't have a taina that I bought it from you, could he win? We know to win you need chazaka, shiyeshi, matayna. You need chazaka and taina. The Gemara Mem Aleph says one thing. Chazaka he had. For taina, it's good enough if he says either kamei didi zav namina, I saw him sell it to you. Shit is good. To push the taina. Or, and that's a chiddush, that darbe chad yayna. I'm going to talk soon about why Darbe Chad Yayma works. But for now, the Gemara there says that if the other person lived there for one day, that takes the place of what? Of the taina, not of the chazak. Of the taina. If I bought it from someone who says he bought it from you, and he lived there one day, not 3 years, one day, that is good enough for Mokam Chazak. For Mokam Taina. That's the Gemara Mem Aleph. There's no machlekes tesis in the Rashbam on Pashuk Shat and that Gemara. It's simple. That's the easier Gemara, and it's later in the parak. But that's the easier Gemara. Okay, that there were Gimel Shana, that there was Gimel Shana. That's Mem Aleph. Our sugya is talking that there were not Gimel Shana. It was Pachis with Gimel Shana. He has no Chazaka. So that's our Gemara to try to figure out what we're going to do. And our Gemara, he loses. The Muzik lost. That's our sugya. So how does it work out? It works out as follows. That you know you need Chazaka plus Taina to you. That we know from the Alephate of our Gemara. So that's the Malachim of days. The Gemara says, so let's see, you need one of each two, you need Chazaka and Taina. So Mem Aleph, it says, if you have Chazaka, which is Gimel Shanim, there's talking that there are Gimel Shanim. For Taina, you only have either Kanei Yizavna, or Darbe Chayyayma. So that's good. That's what the Gemara says in that Gemara. Okay? It's not a chiddush in Chazaka, it's a pashta Chazaka. It's a chiddush in Kamei Didiza. The Gemara, what that Lamed, is talking that there was no Gimel Shanim. In place of Gimel Shanim, what do we have? What's his raya? The shaila is if he has a raya of Nigru. Here, the question is, could Nigru take the place of Chazal? In our Gemara, he has no Gimel Shanim. Now, how is he going to prove his taina? He wants to prove his taina with a migu. I could have said, you're not a marikama. I'd love to come by this. There was no proof that the other person is a marikama. Our sugi is talking, is this good enough? Could a migu take the place of Chazal? That's the nidayim in our sugi. And this is where we can come into a machlokes to Rashbam. And Tosfos on this shaila, could a migu take the place of Chazal? Okay, am I being clear? Two different sugis. They're both lekach sheni. They're both talking that someone says I bought it from 20, I bought it from you. That's a totally different yarn. That Gemara is talking about this chiddush that this takes the place of a taina, which is true in our Gemara too. This will take the place of a taina. Our Gemara is saying, is migu good enough? Okay. Now, our Gemara says, did he win or did he lose? Who won? So what does the Gemara say? My boys by Ara. Amalei, the Pliny's of Vinte, the Amalei, this is Avnaminach. I bought it from someone else who told me he bought it from you. Amalei, Atlat Kamaidis, thy Ara, did you? Batlais Avnis, Minoi? Zil, Lapal Devar, did he at? Amalei, Dino Kama. Pashuk shot in the Gemara. Why did he lose in our Gemara? Because he's missing column A or he's missing column B? Pashuk shot in the words of the Gemara. Why did he lose? Now look at the words. Why did the Marzik, the one who's there now, why did he lose this entire? Why did Rava say that the other guy's time is good? What's he missing? What's he missing? What's the Gemara saying? Look at the words of the Gemara. Both. Let's see Lashon HaGemara. Amalai, Atla Kamaydis Dehayara Didihu Atla Zavnis Mini Zia La Baal Devarim Didiyat. What's he saying? He's missing both. He's missing both. He's missing the Migu and he's missing the Raya and the Taima. The Machlokes, the Rashbam and the Tosfos is this question, what's he missing? In our Gemara, why does he lose? Why does he lose in our Gemara? So we have here Machlokes, the Rashbam and the Tosfos. Rashbam says he loses because he has no Taima. He loses because he has no time. He doesn't know. He didn't buy it. Rishbam says that he loses because he has no time. Taisa says that the Gemara is talking he has a time. He loses for a side reason because this Migul is a Migul of Mafreya. It's not a good Migul. We'll learn what Migul of Mafreya means tomorrow or Sunday. He lost in our Gemara because it's a Migul of Mafreya. So these are the two pshat in the Gemara. So Loi Taisvis, he lost because it's a Migul of Mafreya. And Loi Rashbam, he lost because there's no time. Right? Now that is shot in the Gemara according to the Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Rosh Hashanah is very matter of fear. The Rosh Hashanah says, what happens if you would have a case? What happens if you would have a case which the Rosh Hashanah says not the Gemara's case? Well, you have a Migu, and people come ADD, or Darbe Chayyam. any other time of year. This Machlokes Tosfos and the Rashbam and the Gemara. What the din is in this case? If let's say you have a good time and you have a good meal, right? Our Gemara is bigger than our afraid. Let's say we're leaving on the our Gemara has no time, but let's say we would have a time. What would be the din in such a case? The Rashbam says, seems like the Rashbam that it's no good. What should the Rashbam? And Tosfos says clear that it is good. Because Tosfos says only be it because the meal of my prayer. It will be a good legal, it would be fair. The machloikus is the Rashbam and Tosfos. The whole Arichus is the Beis HaLevi, the whole Arichus is in the Stifler. The whole Arichus, everybody who talks about it, is not the Gemara's case. It's the case that they talk about what would be if. In the Gemara's case, you lose, or Tosfos the legal of Afreya, or the Rashbam because he didn't have a time. The case is the other way. That's not all the raid, all the tumbling, this sugya, it's not over the Gemara's case. It's over this case, which is not the case in the Gemara, which is the case which is Tosfos and the Rashbam talk about what would be if. So you have here basically three cases. You have the case of the Hamalas, no Machlokes, Chazaka, Kamehidi, everyone knows it's good. You have the case here of Bigu, where there's a Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rashbam, why it's no good. And then, so this is good, this is no good, and here you have your Machlokes. Okay, this is what you sort of have to have in front of you. As you learn through the Rashbam, you look at the beginning of Tosfos. If you have this on a piece of paper in front of you, and you learn through the Rashbam and Tosfos, it's very helpful. There are certain lines in the Rashbam that seem to contradict each other, which we're not going to go into today, we're going to get to. But when I say that that's the Rashbam, that's the way Tosfos brings the Rashbam, that's the way we understand the Rashbam. I guess there isn't the Rashbam, so that's the base on label we're going to get to. You understand the cases? Yeah. Gemara in our case?
Yeah,
with this whole Gemara's case.
Yeah.
There's a problem with the Rashbam that in our Gemara, the Rashbam says it would be the same thing if you had Gimel Shani. Right? The second line, if it wasn't Amiga, it was Gimel Shani, it would be the same thing. And the Rashbam says, Beferish, who had din if you would have had Gimel Shani? So then, we have a problem with the Rashbam. What's the Chiddush in our Gemara? What's our Gemara? Like Tosfos, our Gemara is telling us it did in Hilchos Megillah. Like the Rashbam, it's a major problem. Because Nigu is not the issue like the Rashbam. Like the Rashbam, the issue is the Rotaina. So what's the Chiddush of our Gemara? Right? It would be the same din if you had Gimel Shani. Rashbam says, and our Gemara, no giving yet Gimel Shana, no Gimel Shana. The problem is there's no time. This is a problem, which is based on the Rashbam. We'll talk about that in a moment. In the third case. First, in the second case, it's a problem. It sounds like the Rashbam is saying that a Migul can't take the place of a Taina. That's the Chiddush of our Gemara. You might have thought that Migul could take the place of a taina. Our Gemara is saying, even if you have a migu, that doesn't make up for taina. You still need taina. Gimel Shana needs taina that we have to hold the sefer. Well, perik. Chazak of the taina is not a chazak. The chiddush of our Gemara to Rashbam is I would have thought the migu could take the place of the taina. So no, migu only fills in for the first column. So for taina, migu can't fill it. That's the I'd like that before tomorrow and the next day, we'll spend probably tomorrow and Sunday still in the studio, that you get clear what's going on here. Can anybody tell me why isn't Tosfos Maida to the Rashbam? Why isn't Tosfos made it to the Rashbam, but it's the son of Motaina? Why is the Rashbam made it to Tosfos? Has something to do with it? Machlokes is about Nigel Mafre. What? But the Migul doesn't help him. You try to answer why Tess disagrees with Rashbam?
No, right?
Where? Which case? Just tell me where in the Rashbam you're reading. Blame the Yomer and those that didn't enough. The Chavdish de Chazaka, then playing something that's not enough. Neman, the Rashbam there saying that we don't say the Migul takes the place of a Taina. Loyam, you know, we don't say. You could be Yomer and those Avni Nach, Chavdish de Chazaka, to then playing something that's not enough. Neman, is that he should win? Shuas me any idea. So he doesn't have a Taina and Zavna Hamachimine, Yamaharim Lai. The Migul is a good Migul, but you don't have a Taina, a Migul that can help you. The Rashbam is saying that a Migul without a Taina doesn't do anything. Right? Because he doesn't know. So what does a Migul help? Migul means we believe you. We believe you. You don't know. Okay. This is Pshat in the Gemara. And if you don't work on it, it's very hard to get up in a shir and talk to guys your age and just tell you Pshat. It's not good enough. You have to learn it and see the pshat in the Tosfos and the Rashbam. And it just means in this Rashbam, if you have stiras in the Rashbam, I'm very happy. If you read the whole Rashbam, you have no stiras in it, and no good, because there is a certain element of stira in the Rashbam. If you learn the first part of Tosfos, the first dozen lines of Tosfos, hopefully you'll see exactly what I wrote, what I wrote before. Okay, now let's turn to some of the Lamdis. Hopefully we'll have no chance yet. Now today we'll get back to the Inyanim of Pshat that have to do with our Gemara. Okay, there are at least two Inyanim that I'd like to be masker regarding our Sugya. Let's start with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is a Klara Zach and Shad and Rashbam, and going on the third line of what I have on the board. The third line is really nothing to do directly with Agamar's case. It's a new case. The person has a migul, and it's less than Gimel Shanim. He has a migul and a good tanya. It's less than 3 years. Does he win or doesn't he win? The Rosh Simin Aleph, the Rosh, the first thing he says in this parak is like our Tosfos. He says, of course you win. A Migul and a Taina wins. Just like, what is Chazaka? Chazaka is a proof that your Taina is true. What is Migul? Migul is a proof that your Taina is true. So Zakt, the Rosh, that Migul is just as good as Chazkas Gimel Shanim. Just like Chazaka plus Taina wins, Migul plus Taina also wins. That's the Rosh Hashita, that's the Tosfos Shita, that's the Ramban Shita. Ruba de Ruba of the Rishayim, Kamat everyone, holds that a Migul wins together with a Taina, even less than 3 years. And the Rosh says it's a Mishnah Ksubis Daf Tezvav. The case there is, Oma Lachaveirai, if I say to someone, this field was your father's, your father died, this taka was your father's, but I bought it from him, which means that I don't have Gimel Shanim. Gimel Shanim, of course I believe. I don't have Gimel Shanim, but I have a Migul, or a Pesha Asa. And that takes the place of a chazaka. So that's the shita, the chazaka, migul takes the place of chazaka. The Beis HaLevi is in the Dayak, in our Rashbam, that the Rashbam disagrees with this, that it doesn't take the place of a the amigo does not take the place of hazaka. Not only in the case of Leishglekeh Sheini, but even if he says, I bought it from you, he's still not going to win. Amigu doesn't help B'makim Cheskes Gemashon. If you look in the Rashbam, the fourth wide line is a short Rashbam, not the long one. Beis Halevi's Diuk is from the fourth wide line of the Rashbam. At minoy lezevinta. See the Rashbam says, "At filu ima yisa tayin de minoy lezevinta, emuchal eshtav lechazaka." Okay, not the complicated Rashbam, the easy Rashbam. You'll see, "At filu ima yisa tayin," even the most kindness. Right, on the Amid Beis, the fourth word line, the Amid Beis. A filum a yista tayin, the minoiz of inta. Even if you're going to tayna, you bought it from me. You know, okay, shady. Ein lachar lo shtab lechazaka. Migul's no good. You need either a shtada, you bought it from me, or cheskes kino shanim. Migul doesn't work. Right, so there are three difficulties with the Rashbam. Beis Halevi says, first of all, in Svara, why isn't the Migul good? Why isn't it as good as Gimel Shana? First of all, in Svara, why shouldn't the Migul be good? Why? Is Migul Mafreya mean?
No.
Remember the Reshbam's taina was that our Gemara is saying that it is a good migul, just you have no taina. That was the long Rashbam. It is a good migul, just there's no taina. So he's saying, filum haisa taina, even if you would have a good taina, you still would lose. The migul doesn't work. So the first taina is in Svara. Why shouldn't the migul be good enough? What? Bitaynim inoyze vintei, but the Marikama didn't have any eidim that he was a Marikama. So that's why he has a migul. Since the Marikama doesn't have any eidim he was a Marikama, that's the case in the Gemara. So if I say I bought it from the Marikama, I have a migul, I could have said that you were never a Marikama in the first place. Right? I could have said you were not a Marikama. So the first taina based the lady says is Svara. That's a Svara. Second taina is the Gemara Ksuvis that the Rosh brings. The Rosh brings the Gemara Ksuvis that says the Farish that it works. And the third taina is that the Rashbam himself is Seister himself in different cases in this Perek, where he seems to say that Amigo does work. Now, one of those places is the Rashbam I told you yesterday, Alamed Omer Aleph, Shakol Yaidim Shashalihu. Yesterday I pointed out that Rashbam seems to say that if it was not Hakol Yaidim, if you would have a Nihu, you would win. My boss, Bahai Besa, were it not for the fact that Hakol Yaidim, that you have proof that you're a Marikama, I would win with Amigo. The second place is on the bottom of Chof Tesa Midbeis. The Beis Halevi does not bring the Raya from Lamed Aleph. He brings the Raya from the last Rashbam on Chof Tesa Midbeis, the last four lines. V'hayuv d'loy mitukin elok shahayalei edis l'ma'arer d'bayi zesh aloy haya. He says that it must be that the Marikama have proof he was a Marikama. If not, Aval Balayeda, Sephalur of Nachman Laida, Mazik Neman Balay Raya, Shepes also Pesheed. Fish of the Rashbam. That if the Marikama doesn't have Rayas, then he's a Marikama, then the Mazik wins with Amigo, with a Peshasa. He could have said that you're not a Balayeda. And the Beis Halevi brings that Rashbam because it's Klar. He says, yes, he was the Rashbam. So these are the three difficulties with Rashbam. Svara, Gemara Ksuvos, and the Rashbam on Chavtes of the Beis. So the Beis Halevi writes something. It's funny, he apologizes. He says, I know that these are Dvarim Chidushim, and Afal Pi Kein, I think it's true. To me, what he's saying sounds like such a Klara Pshat that cannot shot in the Rashbam. Beis Halevi, Kedarka B'Kodesh, starts with Svara. First, we have to rack out our brains. Why shouldn't this legal work? What's the case? I'm going to field less than 3 years. I say I bought it from you. You say that it's not true, you never sold it to me. I have a migu, I could have denied that you're Americano. Why shouldn't I then? Svara, why shouldn't I then? Every migu in Shas always works. You have to find something wrong with what I'm saying. Sorry, I'm saying a perfect thing. I'm saying I bought it from you and I have a migu. I could have said that that was never yours. So the Beis Halevi. Within 3 years, there's always a taina of achvi shtarcha. It's the derech of people that buy real estate to save shtaris for at least 3 years. Shalai shalim is dar inish b'shtari. We have an undina. When you buy real estate, you have your shtar for 3 years. That's an undina. The Rashbam holds that a migu doesn't work within 3 years. Because there's a reyesa of achvi shtarcha. There's a taina, show me the shtar. If you don't have a shtar within 3 years, you can't come even to migu. Because it's not believable. It's not believable that within 3 years you would lose your shtar. So if you're taining that within 3 years it's you that you bought it less than 3 years ago. And it's just not a time, it's believable. Just like if he says, well, if he says you're not a Marikama, or if he says I bought it 4 years ago, that has to prove today's taina that I bought it less than 3 years ago. Right? It has to be nemo with today's taina, with a different, with a migo something else. There's a lady saying that no matter how much proof you have to today's taina, it's not a believable taina. It has a race. Now, what you're asking has to do with whether if migu is a kacha taina, then you have a good argument. I'm going to go into it tomorrow. It'll be better. But Reuven Simeon Beis goes into migu being kacha taina or birur, how it impacts them. I'd like to know about it, but it's too much for one sitting. It'll make everything complicated. I think it's going to work out this time. So. But we'll leave it in the meantime. But again, why does the Rashbam hold in the last line that it's no good, amigo plus a taina? Because there's a reyes of achvi shtarcha. Where's your star? There's a reyes of achvi shtarcha. That answers kasha number one. Basically, we have three kashas. That answers kasha number one. Because kasha number one was, what's a svara amigo shouldn't help? There it is.
doesn't help because there's a reisa of achri shtarcha. People hold shtaris. You buy real estate, you hold shtaris for 3 years. The answer is kasha number two also. Kasha number two is Ksuvah Daf Yud Zayin. What's the case of Ksuvah Daf Yud Zayin? The case there, he's timing, I'm here for more than 3 years. I can't prove it. I don't have any rights, so I was here more than 3 years. So therefore, I have to come out to Amigo. But I'm timing, I'm here more than 3 years. Believe me, with Amigo. If you're timing, you're here more than 3 years, there's no reis of achri shtarcha. Because after 3 years, people lose shtaris. So in any case that you're timing, I was here more than 3 years, you win with Amigo. The only time the Rashbam says it's no good is when you're timing, you're here less than 3 years and you want to win with Amigo. There's a reis of achri shtarcha. So there, Amigo doesn't work. The same thing on Chavtes Amid Beis. Bashchune Gavoi. He was there more than 3 years. The Gemara says the Pharisee, Chalti Shnei Chazaka. He was there more than 3 years. Since he was there more than 3 years, so there's no reis of achri shtarcha. Just, there's a taina. No, Bashchune Gavoi, Havoi. I have a taina on you. So Dr. Rashbam, if you have an ego, you win. The Rashbam is meida that amigu be'etzem is good. Amigu is good b'makim chazak. Just if you're tining in less than 3 years, you want to win with amigu, you can't win because where's your star? Achmi starcha. So zok de beisalei b'pshat in the Rashbam. Amigu really is good b'makim chazak, except in cases where you have a person that is saying, I lost the shtar within 3 years. Such a taina, there's a reyesa. Amigo doesn't help you, b'makim reyesa. Amigo gets an umdin, it doesn't work. And therefore, in this case, you don't work. It doesn't work. I believe on Daf Dalit it says that if you say you paid a chayv taismanai, does it say even with amigo it doesn't work? Because there's an umdin, you know, then pray a taismanai. So there, even with amigu, there's an umdina that people don't pay chayvus tezmana, and therefore, I believe even with amigu, with it doesn't work. Yeah. All right. So this is the klal of the Beis Halevi in the Rashbam. Now don't forget, Taisvis disagrees. Taisvis holds Amigo works even Tekhim Hashem. Taisvis, the Rosh and the Ramban all say the opposite of this. This is all to be Miyashiv, the Shitas HaRashbam. Beis Halevi even goes a step further. He tells us that the Rashbam, it's Yitachin, got his Yisoid from the Gemara of Mitzia Daf Kuf Yud. There's a Gemara there where a person lent money, a malva lent money to a laiva, and the laiva gave him a mashkin. And now they're arguing about what the mashkin was worth. Something happened to the mashkin. And, I'm sorry, they're arguing about how much the chayv was. The mashkin is in front of us. And they're arguing how much was the chayv. Malva says the chayv was 5 zuz. And the laiva says that the chayv is 3 zuz. What's it in normally if you have a malva and a laiva? If I say only $5 and you say only $3, so normally, who's the muzik? Huh? If I say only $5, you say only 3. Normally you win 3. When I have a mashkin, I have a shtar mashkanta. I have a mashkin. Now I'm the muzik. Why? Because I have a migu, I could have said lekuach. I could have said that this is not the mashkin. This is my chayfetz. So then, the malva wins because he has a migu
of Lekuach Huetzli. What? Only if the Mashkin is five or more. If the Mashkin is five zuz or more, then the Malva wins. The Gemara there has a Mandiyama of Sadid, who says, no, even if he has a Mashkin, why did the Malva lose his Shtar? The Malva has a Shtar, how much the Chayv is. Right? If I have on you money, the case there is, the Malva says, Ichis Mishtari, I lost the Shtar. So, Rav Zavid says, that the Malva is not going to win, even though he has a Migul. Because there's a Reisa of Ach Mishtarcha. There's a Reisa that Chashino Shishtar Yeshloi V'Koshay. Gemara says, V'Choshish that he had a Shtar, and the Malva hit it. Rashi's Lashon there is, Shtar Bechira, people hold 3 years. Shtar Hava, people hold forever until they get paid back. That's what Rashi says about Mitzvah. The Shtar Mechira, after 3 years, you're not careful. But if I have a Shtar that you owe me money, I'm going to hold it until I get my money back. So there, if you lose the Shtar, after Zavid, you lose. What do we see from the Gemara? That even though you have a Migul, if there's a kind of Ach Bishtarcha, where's your Shtar? You lose. So the Beis Halevi, that's our Rashbam. That even though you have a good Migul, but there's a kind of Ach Bishtarcha, you lose. It's considered a Muzik because of Migul. Because there's a Migul, if there'll be Edom to Mashkin, he wouldn't be a Muzik. But since there were no Edom was a Mashkin, he had a Migul of a Kuach, it's a different. This is a Klora Beis Halevi, Pshat in the Rashbam. What we gain is that everybody agrees after 3 years Amigo works. But the Rosh said in Simon Aleph, the Rashbam is minded to, if it's after 3 years. Within 3 years, now we have a Machlaikas. The Rashbam is against Taisvis, within 3 years there's such a idea of having Amigo against the start of Achvishtar. Now this Machlaikas, I think we're going to come back to, this, as I said, Rav Ruven is in the Abbeis. Talks about the Yesaidus of Migul. As you know, in the yeshiva world, there's a clair that Migul is a birur of Kaya Chataina. The whole expression, Migul is a Kaya Chataina, was invented in the 20th century. That expression. Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan write very stark that there's such an idea as Kaya Chataina. Of course, they hold that they're just giving it a name, that it's something the Gemara talks about. That, I hope tomorrow, Mitz Hashem, we'll get to. If you want to see the original Rebbe Chanan, which is very important, it's the Chelek Beis and the Simanim, and Binyan Migul. He has there a clair, it's a Shur, Rebbe Chanan, very clear, he writes much more clear than Rav Shimon, the clair of Lashon, and Shachaz of this, which I'm sure you've heard, the two ways of learning Migul, Mitz Hashem. There's one other discussion that I wanted to talk about today. And this is the question that many of you asked me and that raises everyone's eyebrows in this Gemara. That question is, what does Dar Bei Chad Yayma mean? Okay, go back even to the first line. Till now we're talking about Migul. Migul is good enough. Welcome Chazaka. That was our discussion. Dar Bei Chad Yayma is B'makam Tanya. What is living there one day? What is that? You heard of living there 3 years. What is Dar Bei Chad Yayma? What does that help? If I say, I bought it from Pliny, you bought it from you. Pliny's not here. Pliny died, or Pliny moved away. I say, I bought it from him, and he bought it from you. What's the difference if Pliny did live there one day, if he didn't live there one day? Living there one day doesn't do anything. What is living there one day? What is it to us? This is the question that needs to be explained. And what is the one day to life?
Okay,
it's true. It makes the connection. The question is how that works. 100%. The Chayyama makes that I can use him as a chain. Why? The Rishbam's Lashon on the Amalef from the days, Chayyama, La'ames Devarecha, Vuk Mebiyatcha. To show your words are emes, you need Chayyama. Vuk Mebiyatcha, and then you'll be able to win. Chayyama Zakta Shnei Chazaka is going into the first line where there was in Gimel Shanim. You need Chad Yoyma Kedei La'ames Devarecha. What does that mean, Kedei La'ames Devarecha? So the Ksais, Kuf Mem Tes, the Cotton Vav, it's right that Lechayri you could learn two ways in what Chad Yoyma Tuzayf. Now that, the emes is that Chad Yoyma Tuzayf that connecting it. I'm sorry, Kuf Mem Vav, the Cotton Tes, not Kuf Mem Tes, the Cotton Tes. Kufman Vasakar test. He brings B'Shem the Marit. Who says Pshat as follows. The Marit learns that if you come to me, you say, what do you know in my field? I say I bought it from Pliny, who bought it from you. It's the nature of liars to push off responsibility. To be like the Ramban writes, Derech the Shakran is laharchik shikrusa, to try to get it away from him. If you come to me, you say, what do you know I feel? I say, I bought it from Pliny, who bought it from you. The taina, I bought it from Pliny, is suspicious. It's a derech of liars. Liars that want to be caught, they say, you tell somebody, how do you, who told you this? You say, now how do you know this? He's lying. He says, oh, Pliny told me. Someone else told me. Someone was dead or someone was far away, right? And they always try to pin it on someone else. Look at my rent. If you say you bought it from someone else, there's something suspicious. You need Darbei Chad Yoyma. If the other person was there for one day, so then it's believable you bought it from him, because we know that he was there. He was there at least for a day. He has some shackles to the story. So then it's fine. Then you could tell that you bought it from him. What? No. Both the Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon of the Rashbam is that they are Sa'adi the Darbei Chad Yoyma. Now when you see Tosis talks about it, you tie him as Darbei Chad Yoyma, which we'll talk about. But the Gemara there said, "I isla Sa'adi the Darbei Iud the Zabnus Midei." So the Chad Yoyma could mean a lady of. What? It could be he is a Gavin. But the time that I bought it from him is believable. Now we have a problem. He's a ganav. Maybe he's a ganav. So for that, Gimel Shanim is a proof that is a raya. So you need, again, you need two columns. Taina, raya. For the taina, I need he was there one day. Maybe he's a ganav. I need a raya. I need a raya, which was Gimel Shanim was the case. So then I have my raya. This is the way the Marit works. So like the Marit, how does Chad Yoyma work? Chad Yoyma is La'ames Devarecha, that I bought it from him. Then you have to speak out. So what if you bought it from him? So we have to add the Tanina L'Lekeach. As Taisus brings to the end of the long Taisus. Tanina L'Lekeach. If you bought it from him, so anything he could have tied it, he's not here now. And he could have tied it, I'm going to tie it from you. If it's believable that you bought it from him. So Tanina. Everybody holds that there's a concept of Tanina. But in order to get there, La'amis devarecha means to be ma'amis the words of the second person. And then we say Tanina.
Yeah,
what? Tanina for the Lekeach Sheni, whatever the Lekeach Rishon could have said. What? When there's Gimel Shanim here. Say it in the Rashban on Mem Alpha and Bet. We're in our Rashban. Remember where? The Ketzais asks what you're asking. Ketzais says on the Marit that it fits into the Rashbam Amem Aleph, but the Rashbam Alamed Amid Beis, it doesn't fit. Because our Rashbam says, Afilu Hizit Bashol Eshanim Nani. Our Rashbam says that Gimel Shanim, even with Darbe Chad Yayma, it doesn't work. That, I'm sorry, that again, the Kasha, he's saying that it proves my words and we say Tanina. It proves my words and we say Tanina. So Gimel Shonim works with Darbe Chad Yayma. Yeah, our Rashbam says right in the beginning, Shtar Mechira Shalai Edenu Biyada. That Agamar is talking that the Lekeach Sheni has the Shtar Mechira from the Lekeach Rishon. So it doesn't stem with the Marit. Marit is saying, we don't believe the Lekeach Sheni bought from Lekeach Rishon. But the Rashbam is saying that it's talking that he had the Shtar Mechira. So we're not just, the problem is not that the Lekeach Sheni bought it from the Lekeach Rishon. At any rate, the Ketzais learns Pshat on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. La'ames Devarecha means you need one day to make it believable that the Lekeach Rishon brought it from the Marikam. That what you need Darbe Chad Yayma not to make it believable the Lekeach Sheni brought it from the Lekeach Rishon, but to believe that the Lekeach Rishon bought it from the Marikama. And even though normally you need 3 years for that, you need 3 years as a proof. But to make it a taina, you need Chad Yayma. You need he should be there at least one day in order to make it, that it should be a taina that he lived there. That's the way the Ketzais learns Chad Yayma. So again, like the Marit Chad Yayma is to make it believable that the Lekeach Sheni bought it from the Lekeach Rishon. Like the Ketzais, it's to make it believable a taina that the Lekeach Rishon bought it from the Marikama. And then Tanina. Once it's believable he bought it from the Marikama, so then Tanina, then whatever the Marikama would have said, whatever the Lekeach Rishon would have said, we say to the Lekeach Sheni. These are the two. Or my house in what? Is there? Oh, so Nafkamina, the Marid himself says Nafkamina. In this case, where the Lekeach Sheni has a star with Adim, that he bought it from the Lekeach Rishon. Marid himself says Nafkamina, if you have a case where the Lekeach Sheni has a star, that he bought it from Lekeach Rishon. And they're Adim. Adim were there. Adim come in there, they tell us. It's true, Lekeach Sheni bought it from the Lekeach Rishon. Adam don't know if the Lekeach Rishon never owned it. But they were there, Mishas Maisa, Lekeach Rishon sold to Lekeach Sheni. Marit says, in such a case, you don't need Darbe Chad Yayma. So remember, the Marit says, why do you need Darbe Chad Yayma? To make it believable that the Lekeach Sheni bought it from the Lekeach Rishon. But if you could prove that with Adam, so then you don't need it. So we still don't know. But remember, the Shita Samarit is that for that you don't need Chad Yayma. That's every Tanina. We always say Tanina. The Shita Samarit is you need Chad Yayma to make it believable that Levi bought it from Shimon. That's like Hashem, he bought it from Lekeach Rishon. So if the whole reason you need Chad Yayma is to make it believable that person number three bought it from person number two, if you have a different way of proving it, that's good enough. The Tzais Taina is on that, and it's not true. Because in our sugya, Rashbam says to Zerayin that he has a Shtar Mechira. Even with a Shtar Mechira, you need a Taina of Kani Didi or Kedar Bechad Yad. So, that's enough Kamina between between these two Mahalfim. So what is Darbei Chadya Netuai? The Ksais actually brings another Nafkamina for Sugya Nafkamites. But Nafkamina is not enough time to speak out. We'll get back. When we get back to this in Yitzhak Shem Chad Yoyim, when we get to the Malach of the Days, which is a few weeks. But we'll get back to it. So, just to recap what we're trying to understand in the Sugya, the Iker we're trying to understand is these rules of where, what Amigu tuzai, what Amigu does to help Moses. That's the Iker in this Gemara. And the Chad Yoyma and the Kamei Didi is all really the Gemara over there on the Malach on the Beis. The Chiddush of that Gemara, the Stifler talks about it here, we had a chance to get to it. The Iker though is the Migu part. That's the Iker of this Sugya. And that's the Machloikis, Taisus and the Rashbam. And that's the Beis HaLevi's Hagdara in the Rashbam, which makes that the Rashbam is Kamat like Taisus, half the case is like Taisus. That when you have Gimel Shanim, he's Maida Migu. When you have Tainis Gimel Shanim, he's Maida, the Migu takes place of the Aden that you have Gimel Shanim. And then this Darbei Chad Yoyma, which is also an important Nekuda. Now, tomorrow is a Friday. You know. Usually you don't have the full amount of time. But tomorrow's Thursday, we don't have the full amount of time. What I'd like to do is try to devote tomorrow to the Algemeine discussion of whether Migu is Kaichataina or Abira. Now that those are ideas that you have to whenever you leave yeshiva, if you stay in Kol for 15 years, or if you leave tomorrow, to know that there are two ways to learn Migu is like bread and butter of learning Nashim and Ezekiel. So tomorrow we're going to discuss it, and then we'll discuss how Reb Ruvein to the Yedveis plugs it into the Sugya. And one more thing, I mentioned at the end of last man that I would like to attempt to learn Perek Mishnayos, which is 20 blocks. They're about 28 weeks from now till Pesach. I'd like to do as I did last year with Meruba, to try to learn it hopefully between now and Pesach. What we're looking for is a Chabura to do it. There are two time slots available. It's going to be either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. It could be any one of those days. And it could be either lunchtime or from 2:15 to 3. Whoever's interested, the requirement is that I'm going to give a share on the Gemara. We finished last year usually about 3/4 of a blot each time. Here, because of the long Rashbams, the blot is quite shorter. But you probably finish about 3/4 of a blot in a shot, maybe a blot. And you have to chazer it with somebody before the next time. And the next time, the first thing we do is we learn it again. So we learn it three times. And then we go on to the Kiyas Seder. Each group will have either four or six people. And I'd like as many of you as possible, really, to try to take the opportunity. But it requires sticking to it, a certain amount of asmada, to be able to finish. We can finish Mishnah Meis before Pesach, we're going to try to figure out how to learn Get Pashit after. So if things work out the way I wish they'll work out, if it'll work out, then we could do the Chesed Sabbat until Membeis, until about Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Then go back to the first Perek till Pesach, and the second Perek from Pesach to the summer. If that would work, we'll finish 40 blocks for a Seder. And if you do Mishnah Meis and Get Pashit with me, we'll finish another 32 blocks. At 72 blat to finish, which leaves you with only 104 blat left, 103 blat in the Masechta. But it's something to try to do. So anybody who's interested, you come over to me, tell me which times work, and we're going to start next week.